All right, today's lesson is baby rolls with flexion. Can you hear me okay, Carl?
Not very well.
All right, I'll move closer.
That makes a big difference.
Okay, so lie on your back.
I'll try.
Sense yourself in line. Notice the places that begin to take support from the floor as you lie there this morning. Notice the contact that your low back is making with the floor. So notice your pelvis. And then from the pelvis, the low back arches away from the floor. And just notice, what is the depth of that sweep of the low back this morning? And where does the back begin to make contact with the floor again after that arch in the low back? Get a picture of that, and we'll refer to that again at the end of the lesson. Move your attention up your spine and notice how the spine contacts the floor between the shoulder blades. So sense your shoulder blades left and right. And then sense that area between the shoulder blades where the spine moves up towards the head. And notice what type of contact you're making there. Sense the contact that your head is making with the floor. Where's the brunt of the contact? What place on the back of your skull is making contact with the floor? Notice how your arms are lying. Are you lying with the palms up or the palms down? Or are the palms facing in towards your sides? How have you chosen to rest? Notice the distance that your arms are from your body. And is that the same left and right? Now get a image of your whole self lying on the floor as if you're taking the bird's eye view. Just notice your feet, your legs, your pelvis, your back, your arms, your head. Just see your whole self resting now. Notice your breath. Where does the breath begin? Does it begin in your diaphragm, at the base of your sternum, or is it more in your chest, or more in your abdomen, or your pelvis? Just notice where you're breathing now, where the breath goes to as you breathe. Now roll your head gently from one side to the other. Just easy, don't force it. Just how, where does your head roll easily? Without any strain. And then come back to center. And as you do this, notice how you do it. So everyone, roll onto your right side and notice how you roll. Do you use one foot to help you roll? Do you roll more as a log, your whole body? How do you roll to the right? And once you're on your right side, rest your right arm under your head, using the right upper arm to support your head and neck, or any way that gives you a comfortable support for the head. And now take your left hand and place it palm down on the floor in front of you, close to your body so that your left arm can rest against your ribs. Softly, quietly, just a natural, easy bend to the left arm so it takes support from the ribs and the stomach. That's nice. Now in this situation, begin to take your back back. So just begin to move the back towards the wall behind you, and then come back to neutral. And do that a number of times, just moving your back body back a little bit, and then come back to neutral. And notice how you do that. Do you move the whole spine back as you take the back back? Or do you do it with a bit of a twist so that the upper body goes back, the left shoulder goes back towards the floor, and the pelvis and spine stay neutral? Just notice how you're doing that. Simple, easy move of taking the back back and coming back to neutral. So just pause a moment. And now everyone try the movement of leading with the left shoulder so that it's a bit of a turn. The back goes back by twisting the spine a little. Just a little, what's easy, and then come back to neutral. And explore that two or three times. Noticing what happens with the head, what happens through the ribs and the trunk, and how far down that movement goes. That's nice. And now leave that and rest in neutral. And now the next time you do the movement, initiate the movement by taking the place between your shoulder blades back, that part of the spine between the shoulder blades, so that the whole back will begin to move together back towards the wall behind you. And notice what happens to your head when you initiate the movement in that way. So the whole back moves back, the pelvis can join in, and the chin moves a little bit towards the chest. So it's not a rolling back of the upper body, it's not a twist, but the whole back is rolling together and the chin rolls slightly towards the chest. So explore that. Roll the back back, starting the movement from that place in the spine between the shoulder blades. Allow the chest to soften and the back to round. That's nice. So you're initiating a little movement like you're going to be a pill bug. You're starting to fold gently in the middle. You feel the spine lengthening and rounding as you roll back, and the chin moving softly towards the chest. So just leave that and rest. Now place your left hand on the back of your head. So you're holding behind your head. The elbow can just flop down and be soft. So right here. Yeah, support your head, not your neck. You're supporting your head with your left hand. And now, just do a simple movement of taking the back and using the left hand to encourage that movement of the chin towards the chest. The chin towards the chest. And then come back to neutral. And don't strain. But just feel that rounding in the spine as you take the back, and then come back to neutral. And feel like the whole spine is lengthening, just slightly. You're growing longer as you take the back, and the chest softens, and the chin rolls towards the chest. That's right. Do that a couple more times. Rest when you need to. And just notice how your spine can lengthen and round slightly as you roll the back. And how far down yourself do you feel that? That's nice. How soft can you be as you do that? So leave the arm alone, leave it alone, and rest on your side or rest on your back, however you're most comfortable. Sense yourself now in resting. How's your breath? How has it changed since the beginning of the lesson? If you're lying on your back, how have you chosen to lie now? Now roll back over onto your right side. Rest your head on your right arm. Put your left palm on the floor, flat on the floor in front of you. And now, begin to do the movement of taking the back. And notice how you use your breath as you do it. So take the back. Let the head respond. The chin goes a little towards the chest. And notice, are you breathing in or are you breathing out? And which breath would support the movement of taking the back? Try it both ways. A couple of times, breathe in and take the back, soften the chest, let the chin come towards the chest. And then as you come back to neutral, breathe out. And go slowly and don't go to your end range. Just a soft, easy movement. And now a couple of times as you take your back, breathe out. So as you move that place between the shoulder blades back, breathe out. And notice if exhaling supports the movement of rounding slightly as you take the back back. And when you come back to neutral, only come back to neutral. Don't go beyond neutral. But just come back onto your side and take a pause between each movement. And now a couple times, use what breath you felt supported the movement. So if exhaling supported the movement of taking the back back and allowing the chest to soften, then exhale. I'm sorry, Carl. I'm going to get right back over here. So take the back back using whatever breath seemed to support the movement the best for you. And as you do that, think about what that hand on the floor might do to contribute to the motion of taking the back back. If you push a little bit with that hand on the floor, does that support the movement of taking that place between the shoulder blades back and allowing the chest to soften and the back to lengthen and round? That's nice. So leave that and rest either on your side or your back, whatever more comfortable for you. Notice your breath as you rest. Now roll back onto your side if you're on your back. And bring your knees up a little towards your chest so that you can grab underneath the left knee. So with your left hand, you're going to hold right beneath the left knee, the top knee, but on top of it. That's right. So fold that left leg up however you need to grab hold. Or you could grab hold of your pant or whatever available to you. And now, as you take your back back, begin to bring your left knee towards your chest. So you take the back back, thinking of that place between the shoulder blades, and bring the left knee slightly towards the chest, and then back to neutral. So with your hand below your knee, take your back back. Small movement to begin and gently round, and sense the relationship between the hand and the leg. So does bringing the knee towards the chest allow you to round? Notice as you do this how the lower back, the lower spine begins to get involved. Nice and easy, gentle movements. Just noticing the relationship between bringing the knee in and moving the back back. How that can support a gentle folding. The chin moves towards the chest. The chest softens. And just leave that and rest a moment. Rest on your side. Now, take hold beneath your left knee again. So bend your knees and take hold in that same arrangement with the left hand below the left knee. And now with your right hand, wrap your right hand around the back of your head so you're holding the base of your skull. And now as you take the back and the knee towards the chest, use the right hand to support the movement of the head. That's right. That's right. And feel the entire length of your spine. Go slowly enough as you do this so that you can sense what's going on in the low back and the mid back and the upper back. So initiate the movement by taking the back, and then the knee comes towards the chest, and the head comes towards the chest. And as you do this, can you lengthen your spine? Can you feel that as you're rounding, the spine is actually lengthening between each vertebrae? Nice and easy. Don't force the movement. Don't go to your end range. Just notice, with the help of the knee and the help of the head, can the spine lengthen and round softly? And since you're all resting, take a rest. Roll on your back for a moment and rest. Notice yourself in lying now. The contact you're making with the floor. Sense the pelvis and the contact the pelvis is making.
Let's lie down because my spine has got longer.
You hit the floor. You need a longer mat now. So notice the length of your spine now. We've been folding, but does the spine feel longer? Notice the place between your shoulder blades. Has that contact shifted? Notice how your head is taking support from the floor. Roll onto your side again, onto your right side. Use your right arm to support your head. Take hold beneath your left knee with your left hand. And now begin to do a small movement of lifting the left leg away from the right. So use your left arm to lift the left leg, the whole leg, the foot, the lower leg, and then come back to neutral. That's right. The whole leg lifts away from the bottom leg. And make it small. We'll get to big. And then come back to neutral. Do it a couple times and sense the weight of your leg as you do it. And think about what could you do that would make the leg lighter. Perhaps you could take your back as you lift the leg. So move the back back between your shoulder blades. Begin there. And then lift the leg. And see if the leg's lighter. So you roll back a little as you lift the leg. The pelvis moves back. The head is free to respond. That's nice, Michael. And now what about the direction of your knee? What trajectory would make lifting the leg and taking the back back easier? So try, as you lift the leg, to bring it a little bit towards your chest. So you lift the left leg away from the right, and you bring the knee a little towards your chest, and take the back back. And can you make this a simultaneous action? So as you're taking the back back, you're lifting the left leg a little towards the chest and up in the air. And you begin to roll a little bit. So just play with that. Make it small to begin with. Sense your entire spine. That's nice. How your head can roll freely. Couple more times and then rest on your side. As you explore this a couple more times, does the leg feel light? As you move it towards your chest and back, is there a lightness in the leg? And then just take a rest. Notice your breath now. As you inhale and exhale, do you feel any shift in contact with the back body on the floor? How about out to the sides as you inhale and exhale? Do you notice the breath moving, gently expanding towards the sides? Roll back onto your right side. Bend your knees and take hold beneath the left knee with the left hand. And now, as you begin, listen to the instruction. You're going to take the back back and the knee up towards the ceiling in your chest, and you're going to imagine that you could kiss your knee. So you don't need to kiss your knee, but you need to think in that direction. So begin to take the back back and the knee up and imagine that you could kiss the knee. So what do you have to do that softly? Experiment. Allow your chest to soften, your chin to roll down. And where in your spine could you round softly more? And can you do that while keeping your head on the floor? So can you roll and soften your back and your chest so the head does not have to come off the floor, but just move slightly downward towards the knee? And as you do this, you might begin to notice that the natural trajectory is to roll a little onto your back. And then come back to neutral. Now, do it one time, imagining that you could touch your forehead to your knee. And how does that change the movement? And again, don't make it so big that the head has to come off the floor. Just make it small and keep that intention in your imagination. My forehead moves towards my knee as I roll towards my back. My head stays light and free. How does that change how high you lift your knee towards your chest? And does that make the leg lighter and the rolling smoother? Nice. Rest whenever you need to. That means everybody take a rest. As you're resting, are you holding anywhere? Check in with your jaw. Check in with your neck and your shoulders. And roll back onto your side. Take hold below your left knee again. Come back to that image of being able to kiss your knee and begin to roll back. Take your back back, listening to the entire spine as it gently folds. Lift the knee from the chest. Lift the bottom knee from the top. Imagine you can kiss that knee and just begin to expand the movement. So without tension in your left arm, just begin to lift the left leg towards the ceiling. You're imagining you could kiss that knee, and you're rolling back. And you're going to roll, and the pelvis is going to begin to move. And there's going to come a point where gravity is just going to invite you easily onto your back. So play with that. Gently expanding the movement till you can roll all the way onto your back. And take it in stages. There's no hurry. It could take all day to get there. So remember to take the back back between the shoulder blades. The chest softens. The leg lifts and the pelvis moves behind you. And the back goes back. And when you've managed to do that, to roll onto your back, just take a rest on your back for a moment. So next time you roll and make it all the way to your back, just stay on your back. Chest is soft, the head follows. Just leave it alone and rest. Just notice the length of your sides in resting. Does one side feel longer than the other? And if so, which side is it? Is one side resting more fully on the floor now than it was at the beginning of the lesson? Sense the right side of your chest and the left side. Do you notice any difference? Now slowly, gently noticing how you do it, roll onto your right side. Roll back onto your right side. Notice how you do it now. And then when you're on your right side, roll back onto your back. And notice how you do it. And do that a couple times slowly, seeing how you organize yourself to roll now. In the beginning, some of you were taking a lot of support from the left leg, bending it and pushing off. Now you're curling up more with both legs as you roll. Do that one more time, and when you come back onto your right side, just rest on your right side. Now, on your right side, bring your forearms together. So you're not going to use your right arm to support your head at this point. You're going to lower that elbow down so the forearms, the left and right, are resting on each other. And your hands are softly folded and facing your face. Your knees are bent up. Your fingers aren't attached. The palms are just resting. That's right. And in this configuration, begin to roll backwards by lifting the left leg and left arm towards the ceiling. So you lift the left leg as we've been doing, and the left arm lifts. And the knee can come towards the elbow and the elbow towards the knee as you take your back back. So take some time. This is a bit to organize. So you're going to lift the knee towards the elbow and the elbow towards the knee as you take the back back, and then roll back to your right side. So sense yourself in rolling and notice that moment when the back moves back that the right arm and the right knee want to go along for the ride. So just very gently lift the left arm and the left leg as you take the back back. And then just sense there's a moment that the right leg is called off the floor by the weight of the pelvis and the left arm comes along. And when that happens, you roll onto your back. So bring the left elbow towards the left knee as you roll onto your back. That's right. And then the right leg comes along and the right arm. Ooh. Rest. Don't force it. It will happen gently. And then when you're on your back, roll back to your left side. And try that again. You can rest a while. You take it easy. Just imagine it, Carl. You imagine the movement. And Michael and Bonnie, you can do the movement. So now, when you roll onto your back, just continue to roll all the way over onto the other side. And keep your elbows going towards your knees and your knees going towards your elbows. So you're rolling in a little ball. That's right. And just gently, softly bring your left elbow towards your left knee as you take your back. And then just continue rolling all the way over the weight of that pelvis. Allow the weight of the pelvis to help you continue all the way over onto the other side. Roll. You have to soften in the center. Think of where you have to soften. Softening the chest and softening the head. And the next time you roll onto your back, rest on your back. That's right. Extend your legs and rest. Sense yourself now in resting. Roll back onto your right side. Let your forearms rest on each other and your knees rest on each other. And now listen to what you're going to try next. I'm going to begin that same movement of lifting the left leg towards the ceiling as you bring it towards the chest and the left elbow towards the left knee. And this time, look at your hands. So as you roll onto your back, look at your left hand. So begin the movement looking at the left hand, rolling onto your back. The left leg moves towards the left elbow, and then roll all the way onto your back, both knees and elbows in the air. And now continue to roll onto the left side, looking at the left hand. And then when you're on your left side, come back the other way, this time looking at your right hand. So this lesson is called baby rolls. And babies roll because they're interested in looking at something. So imagine you're a baby rolling and you're looking and looking at that hand and all of a sudden, oops, you roll over onto one side. And then you reverse it. You think, oh, well, that was fun. I'm going to look at my other hand and follow it with my eyes until all of a sudden, boop, I'm on my other side. And now the next time you're on one side or the other, when you begin, think about looking at your foot. So if you're rolling to the right, look at your right foot. You've suddenly got your right foot. So as you roll, keep your head on the floor and look towards your foot. thinking, maybe I'm going to get those toes in my mouth. And don't overdo it. If you can't do it, imagine it. Make it small. That's right. So you're thinking about looking at your foot as you roll gently from your left side to your right. You need to stop. You're overdoing it. You need to stop. Yeah. So you need to take care of yourself. No striving. It's a playful baby movement. And if it's not available, imagine it and it will get available. That's right. Next time you roll onto your back, take a rest on your back. Just rest on your back. Notice yourself in resting now. What's the length of your spine now? What's the contact that your low back is making with the floor? Notice the contact of your shoulder blades left and right. Has that changed? How's your head taking support from the floor now? Now bend your knees and bring your feet to standing. And I would suggest you imagine this, okay? But this next move. So bend your knees and bring your feet to standing. And then bring your knees up so they're resting over your chest. So your feet are off the floor and your knees, your upper legs are kind of resting over your chest, bent up over your chest. So you're folded there. And now bring your arms up in front of your face with your forearms loosely towards each other so that it's like you're looking at your hands. That's right. The feet are soft and the knees are soft. And now from here, begin to allow yourself to roll to the left by moving the left knee and the left elbow towards the floor, looking at your left hand and rolling on to your left side. You don't have to get all the way there. And then rolling back by moving the right arm and the right knee towards each other. Roll onto your right side. All the while staying folded and only going, you don't have to roll from side to side all the way to the side. Just get the feel of staying soft, that the knees and the elbows could connect, and that you could softly, like a little pill bug, roll from side to side. That's right. Just explore and discover how you can make the movement easy and round. That's nice. And explore, try this, just really letting it, everybody move towards the right. Stop in the middle for a moment and move towards the right by really letting the right knee and the right arm move down towards the floor on the right. So just allow your right leg and your right arm to move towards the right. Let the whole weight of your pelvis roll towards the right. The left side's going to follow. That's right. And then to reverse it, take the left knee towards the left elbow and raise them into the air and roll onto your back. And you'll just feel that the weight of that pelvis can invite the entire spine to roll with it. That's nice. Now that's soft and easy. And do that one more time, just making it very soft and pleasurable. Using the gravity and the weight of the pelvis and the entire spine. And then roll onto your back after one nice, complete, pleasurable movement. And rest. Sense yourself in lying now. Feel that space underneath your low back. How is that different from when we started the lesson? Do you feel any more contact there with the low back? Is the arch smaller? Sense your spine, the contact that your spine between your shoulder blades is making with the floor, and how your chest is lying. Roll your head gently from one side to the other. Just an easy roll, no strain. How does your head roll now? And come back to the middle and rest. And go back to that bird's eye view of yourself lying on the floor. See your whole self on the floor now. And sense any differences from the beginning of the lesson. Perhaps your feet are turned in a different way. Your arms are a different distance from your body. And now slowly, gently, staying soft, roll onto your side and come up to sit. And notice how you roll. How do you roll now? Take your time, come to sit, come to stand. Sense yourself in standing. Notice the length of your back in standing. And then take it for a walk. And thank you for coming and rolling today.